towards the middle of the third Halukah, we mentioned that who praises God? Zekenim im Na'arim, elders with youngsters. But before that, Bachurim v'gam Basulos, young men with young women. The Radak explains, Zekenim im Na'arim, Shazkenim yelamdum heach yahlu es Hashem. The elders are with the young ones, because the elders will teach the young ones how to praise God. And Zehu Shamar Im, that's why it says the Kenim Im Narim, with Narim. Ki ain banarim levadam das lahalel, because in Narim, the young ones do not have the requisite understanding in order to praise Hashem. Fich Amar Shiz Kenim Yiyu Im Hanarim Vilamdum. So therefore, the elders will be together with the younger ones, and the elder ones will teach the younger ones how to praise God. But first she explains that the language, when it comes to the young men and the young women, is a little different. It doesn't say Bacharim im Besulos. It says Bacharim vigam Besulos. But it says Zekenim im Na'arim. Why is that? That, like the Radak, Zekenim im Na'arim, the older will be together with the younger in the same room, the same area, the same location, so that the older will teach the younger. However, Bacharim vigam Besulos, that means young men and young women will praise God. But they're not going to be im besulos. The Bachurim are not going to be with the besulos to pray God. They're not going to be together. They're going to praise God differently. Why is that? Because men and women experience religious situations differently. They each have a distinct knowledge base, a distinct understanding, a distinct way of relating to this world. And therefore, Bachurim v'gam besulos, men and women will have different religious experiences. They will praise God differently, as opposed to the Zekenim, Im Na'arim, the older men with the younger men, so the elder can teach the younger.